I first want to read from Mark 11, then I'll turn to Acts in chapter 3. Amen. If you're in Acts 11, I want to read from verse 20. If you're there, say amen. Amen. Now in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, remembering, said to him, Rabbi, look, the fig tree which you cursed has withered away. Hello. So when you curse something, when you put a curse on something, it withers. It takes life out of it. But you see, our tongues are not given for curses, but for blessings. But we see now that it's possible to place curses on some things. And amazingly, he was explaining the principles of faith. Hello. And I hope you understand that the just lives by faith, not by his or our emotions. In other words, the faith life is lived out of the Spirit. So Jesus cursed the fig tree. Given he didn't curse the man, he cursed the fig tree. Now, if a tree can be cursed, then man can be cursed. But you see, he cursed the fig tree. So be careful what you say. Praise the Lord. And Peter, remembering, said to him, look, the fig tree which you cursed has withered away. So Jesus answered and said to him, have faith in God. Have the God kind of faith. You see, our faith is for defense. Our faith is for propagation of the kingdom. Our faith is a fight. Your faith will keep you against the lies and the onslaughts of the devil. Your faith will help you gain territories even in the camp of the devil. Your faith. There is power in your mouth. It's not the witches that have the power. You have the power. Their own power cannot create. Yours can create and destroy. It's not the wizards that have the power. They do have, but not like you have the power. Can I pump somebody or can I fire somebody up so that they can know that they have the power? And hey, so rather than running for the devil will begin to run from. Hey, is somebody hearing me? Okay, you have the power. Many years ago, a song came out of King Hagin Ministry, said, yeah, says, we have the power in the name of Jesus. We have the power in the name of the Lord. Though Satan rages, we cannot be defeated. We have the power in the name of the Lord. Because we have the power. You know when it was sending out the 12 and the 70? The Bible says, he gave them power or authority over every power of the devil. He won't send you out without equipping you. And when he equips you, it is with power. And how do you administer this power? How do you use this power? With your mouth. Say. Don't take for granted your ability to speak. It does not matter how the devil seemed to be winning. Speak. Open your mouth. Open your eyes from your sleep. I say, shaka. I command in the name of Jesus. If that's all you say, go back to bed. Woo-hoo, I feel the fire. Take glory, Father. Take glory, Son. Take glory, Holy Ghost, Jesus Christ is Lord. Take glory,
Father. Take glory, Son. Take glory, Holy Ghost, Jesus Christ is Lord.
Then the second verse says, take glory. Take glory, Son. Take glory, Holy. I am born again. I am born again. So I can wield the power of Jesus Christ as Lord. I can wield the power of the Lord because I am born again. I have access to his power. You see what I mean? I feel the fire. I feel the atmosphere moving around, moving back for the power of God. When a faith man stands up, the atmosphere moves back. The Bible says the wicked flees where no man all stay there, getting all the punches. And can I say it again? No man owes you anything. Use your mouth. Open with thanksgiving. What if God didn't make you in a way that you can have the power? He's made you to have the power. He has given you the power. Use it. It's your mouth you will use to deliver yourself. God has given you the power. Let me read from Old Testament. It's God's pattern. Keep speaking. Never stop. Have faith in what you say. Then the word of the Lord came to me, Jeremiah chapter 1 and verse 4. Then the word of the Lord came to me, Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 4. What came to Jeremiah? Come on, help me, help me, help me. Help me, help me, help me. Help me, help me, help me. Even right now, no matter what they have concluded concerning your life, I spoil in the name of Jesus. The word, I have the power. They gathered against you, but I'm speaking concerning you in the name of Jesus. Anything they've shot against your life, anything the devil has planned through men or directly against your life, I destroy it right now in the name of Jesus. I release the victory through the blood of Jesus. I say the rest of your life you will live triumphantly in the name of Jesus. Power through the word. This is the word of the Lord came to. Thank God the word it was that came. And what did he say? Saying, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. I ordained you a prophet to the nation before you were born. Can you see now that no man owes you nothing, but you owe God everything? And because God will only reach you through men, so you owe God a man. So I'm not explaining, no man owes me, but I'm grateful for all of you in my life. I'm grateful for God in my life. So every day is a day of thanksgiving. Every relationship is a point of thanksgiving. Can't you see? Can't you see how much of a winner you are? God has concluded my life assignment before he created me. So let the devil somersault 10 times. You see, it plays on our ignorance. I say, is the devil that we disgraced? Ultimately, Jesus is already glorified. It's not going to be. He has already been glorified, even as far as your life is concerned. I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. I ordained you a prophet to the nations. Then said I, ah, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a youth. He said, I knew you before you were born. And now you are complaining about what you think of yourself now. Can you see how man thinks? He said, I finished the work. So, woman, I'm calling you a prophet. Why are you saying you cannot speak? Can you imagine? It's a lying fear. It was a lying fear. Isn't that the way we behave? God that sees the beginning from the end from the beginning says, oh, yeah. And you are complaining about the little problems you have here. As if you didn't see it. I'm sure you can see now that all the lies of the devil attacking your faith, they are dealt with already. I cannot speak, for I am a youth. But the Lord said to me, do not say, I am a youth. For you shall what? Go to all whom I send you. So don't say what you feel or what you see. Say what I have said. Say what I have done. Stop saying this. You will conclude this assignment. Because it's already concluded anyway. And it's about you. The tag is your name. I saw you before your father conceived you, conceived you in your mother's womb. I assigned you. This, you are too late complaining. Move! In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So now let me ask you a question. Where is the place of fear in this matter? I beg, cast it away. Move! Hallelujah. Can't you see? Fear is a plan of the devil to stop what cannot be stopped. To stop what has been concluded. And why will you give him any chance? It's a luxury you don't want to play around with. I don't need it. God has not given you the spirit of fear. But what? I can hear you. I can hear you. Uh-huh. Love. And what? A sound mind. Do not say. The problem is what you are saying. For you shall go to all whom I send you. And whatever I command you, you will speak. I like this. Everywhere same thing. I will go in the name of Jesus. Whatever I command you, I will speak in the name of Jesus. I have a spirit in me. I have the life of God in me. I have the life of God in me. I have the spirit of the Son of God. I have the life of God in me. He speaks by his life that is in me. That's why when I speak, anything created have no choice. They must obey. Isn't that the basis of faith? When I know that when I say what he says, I don't care who is hearing or we don't hear it. They must obey. Anyone I direct to must obey. He spoke to the fig tree. Did he say amen? Did he say yes? He dried up. Oh, shandala baba. Hey! The devils are mad that they are afraid. Say, what is he telling them? What is he saying? I'm telling you the truth. You've got the power. Just say it. Aren't you tired of where you've been? It's time to move higher. How do you do it? Speak. So when they cast you down, then you will cry. Then you begin to say, nobody likes me. No. Then you begin to say, nobody. No, no, no. You will open your mouth and you will say. What will you say? There is a lifting up. In the name of Jesus. You say. You say. Somebody is going to the next level. Beginning from now, in the name of Jesus. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my... He said, okay, say, do not be afraid of their faces, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord. So do not be afraid. You will go where I send you. You will say what I said, what I said to say. Don't be afraid of them. I am with you. When I send you, I go with you, and I will deliver you. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said to me, behold, I have put my words in your mouth. What did he put in my mouth? Come on, talk to me. What did he put in my mouth? What did he put in my mouth? All the babalawos that people go to meet, what did they try to tell them what to say? That is, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. And God was the Word. The same was in the beginning with God. All things. Some things. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on. Come on. All things were made by him. And without him was nothing made that was made. What did he put in my mouth? Where did he put his word? My mouth. See, it was after putting his word in his mouth, and I say, see. When his word rests in your mouth, you will see what he sees. And you will say what he says, and say what you see, rather. See, I have these days set you over the nations and over the kingdom. Because it wasn't looking like that. You have set me over the nations. It doesn't look like it, but I put my word in your mouth. So what does it mean by see? You don't need to see it physically, but you can see because it has to be. Because my word is in your mouth. My word will create. My word will open. My word will disannul. My word. See, this day set you over. Say over, 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 over. You are not under. You are over. Come on, whisper to your neighbor. Say you are not under. You are over. 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 Check God out. Anytime he's talking about you, whether creating you or visiting you, he's putting you where? It's the devil that wants to put you down. I feel the fire. I have this day, today, set you over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out. Come on, church. To pull down. Come on, church. To destroy. Come on, church. To throw down. Come on, church. And finally, to do what? Come on, I can't hear you. To do what? To build and to plant. Now you can clear out the rubbish. You can clear the forest. You can fell the trees and clear the terrain. Clear what you don't want and then plant what you want. How do you clear your mouth? How do you plant your mouth? Now with my word in your mouth, can't you see I've set you over? So all the things that are preventing you, you can curse. I don't need to curse people. I will curse everything that is standing against the knowledge of God. If they are backed by people, then the people are in trouble. They better left it and run. And you can build. And you can plant. Before you were born, I ordained that you would be so. We can't get to the book of Acts today. It's for another day. But write it down and never forget. This is the principle. Your mouth can cut down and can build. Your mouth can destroy and can plant. So every negative of the devil against your life, I want you to cut it down this morning. I don't care where they gather to do it. I don't care the kind of fire they were put. I don't care their sacrifices. Thank God your sacrifice is superior. Your fire is superior. Hallelujah. You are going to cut down in the name of Jesus. You are going to what? Destroy. You are going to what? Throw down. And then you are going to be here. Hallelujah. Amen. Every incantation, every sorcery, every divination, every enchantment, every spell against your life, your husband, your wife, your children, your parents, your siblings, your ministry, your business, every plan of the devil, every weapon of hell, in the name of Jesus, we cut them down. We spoil. We destroy. In the name of Jesus. Come on, open your mouth. Every garden of the devil against you, we scatter in the name of Jesus. Hey.